shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States.
You ready for this?
Let's find out.
Listen to me very carefully, my friend. Killing will not bring you peace.
Peace was never an option.
Okay, here's the deal. In the new X-Men movie, we're going backwards in a way. This is a prequel to the last prequel, telling the story of how Professor X and Magneto came to be, set against the backdrop of the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962. X-Men First Class is shockingly good for a fifth movie in a franchise, and it really taps into what made the first films great. Sure, it has some weak points, like the pacing issues of a prequel and the black hole of acting that is January Jones, who is beautiful but has a continuous look of confusion. But these are all forgivable to me. Michael Fassbender plays Eric, the mutant that will become Magneto, offering a level of empathy that Ian McKellen brought to the first films. It's really his movie, giving us an offshoot of a revenge story with a level of quality that offsets the otherwise cheesy but likable performances of James McAvoy's Professor X and Kevin Bacon as the fun villain. X-Men First Class is a great popcorn film that successfully breathes new life into the decade-old franchise. X-Men First Class gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.